Galaxy, a program unique, portraying information and events that may affect the lives of all people, even you. On this occasion, Galaxy presents what might be called the opening words on the subject of magnetics. Later broadcasts in this series will more adequately deal with this little known scientific subject. A space brother of magnetic scientists, known to us as Valerian, now presents the subject of magnetics in, quote, a rather simple manner. We are honored to present the thoughts of Valerian.
Greetings, people of Earth. I am Valerian. It is my great privilege to address all of you at this time on an extremely interesting and noteworthy subject. One, it is true, that is little known to your people. The topic of the phenomena of magnetics. In your early education, you have all been exposed to a concept which states that certain laws are known as to the reactions of magnetic phenomena. Let us look, first of all, at the tiniest substance or particle of matter, what is known in your terminology as an atom. Here you would see a central nucleus, or let us call it a core, surrounded by a number of whirling, electronically charged particles, known by various names, electrons, and so forth. In their course about the central point, or core, they are maintained in an exact orbit, and at an unvarying speed. How is this possible? What forces propel these particles in their circular orbits and maintain a constant speed? It defies the laws of all of your classical physics. For the law of friction does not apply. Where is the friction? There is none, obviously. Therefore, there must be an error in a certain mode of thinking dealing with this basic science upon which a great many of your sciences are predicated. Let us examine it closely. An atom is very similar in every respect to a solar system, consisting of a sun as its nucleus, the planets in their orbits about it as electrons. Again, what keeps things going? No one knows it is true upon your surface. Let us look at this whole subject in a rather simple way. We have a core of definite atomic weight and size, possessed of certain properties unknown, which distinctly influence the neighboring particles of electrons or planets, whichever way we speak. This central core does exert an influence. For if we remove it, we no longer have an atom. We have instead a number of charged particles flying off in all directions through space until they arrive at some attractive point. They then recreate with other particles and again form new and more stable atoms. An atom or a solar system, all operating upon one of the littlest known laws of all, the law of magnetics. All of you know that without magnetism, there is no electricity. Without electricity, we have no civilization. That includes you, people of Earth. What unique property does magnetism have which makes it so distinct? Think for a moment. It is a field of force. A field endowed with a power such as no other force, perhaps, existing in our universe. Why is this? How could it be? Why does it deny all your laws? It is simple. It defies all your laws because it is a law. A law upon which other laws are formulated. You know effects. You do not know causes. You believe in space travel. Shortly, your civilization will attempt to reach your satellite, the moon, and then your other neighboring planets. You shall reach your moon. You shall never reach your accompanying planets. A very basic law is involved, of which your scientists and your experimental craft will become aware of. I would offer some advice. Do not study the effects of magnetics. Study magnetics. Study your little atoms. Sprinkle your little iron filings upon sheets of paper in a magnetic field and look at the patterns they describe. You observe a field of force, for the filings arrange themselves into simple geometrical configurations. Do not overlook the fact that you are merely staring at a geometrical configuration. Perhaps that is the key. It might be worth looking into. Again, do too many fail to see the forest because of the trees? Look closely, my brothers. The little iron filings sprinkled upon a sheet of paper exist in one frame of reference. Strange, is it not, that a planetary system has a vertical axis? It has a horizontal axis also, only in circular form, called, in your terminology, an equator. You have yet another axis. Magnetic phenomena, my brothers and sisters, consists of a force which permeates all matter, including the atom. You have not two forces, but three. Two at right angles to one another, and a third. There is only one possible axis it could assume. Instead of thinking in three dimensions, you can solve this very simply. For the clue is located in the second dimension. The answer is in three. You might study this little problem. For people of Earth, you are going to learn about magnetics very shortly. I thank you for allowing the privilege of addressing you. I trust I have not gone too far into your forest. I am Balerion Adonai Vasubarakis.